Hello, my fabulous radio listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of Sex Talk. We have a very, very special show in line for you tonight. Tonight, we have a team of sexual experts. We've basically what we have here, Dr. Sexopolis, are the two biggest names on the internet.
Absolutely.
Donna from queerpittsburgh.com and John Colombo from John Cam Live.
I'm back.
So am I.
And assembling all, not only our own native sexual intelligence, but also the sexual intelligence of these two internet auteurs, we are going to be, we've assembled in this room, I think.
The world's largest sexual think tank. I don't think it would be exaggeration to say that. The world's most important, perhaps.
Well, I think, didn't the Rand Corporation open a sexual think tank in the 70s in Marina Del Rey?
That's true. But, however, their invitation to the Benedictine monks kind of watered down the sexual expertise there. But we've done one better.
We have a very special format for tonight's show. We have we're going to be playing the Dr. Laura home game. Dr. Laura, as you know, is a advice columnist, syndicated celebrity, and
evil shrew.
Evil shrew.
I'm just noticing we have preach, teach, and nag die cards.
Yes.
and so this game was purchased here at our local Toys R Us. Toys R Us is the official toy store of Sex Talk. Can I say that? And tonight I'm going to
You bought this, so you actually
funneled
money into Dr. Laura's coffers?
I felt a little guilty about – well, so Dr. Laura does say on her game that all profits are going to go to charity, but
– you know what kind of charity she
wants. Well, we talked about this last week that you can sell it on eBay tomorrow if you decide you don't want to keep it.
That's true.
True, but that still doesn't
– it could be an autographed –
if I could, I'd have to sell it for negative money in order to take money out of Dr. Laura's coffers. I mean, her greedy little claws have the money now, and there's nothing I can do except stalk her.
But if you sold it, for example, you could then donate the money to a more appropriate charity.
But you bought it for the public good.
Interesting. Well, true. So just to be clear, we're going to be reading some questions from the Dr. Laura home game, and I'm going to be confronting our panel of sexual experts with these questions. But I want to point out, just to be clear, some of the questions will be actual questions from the home game, and some of them will be special parody satire questions written by our own staff. So some real questions, some satirical questions, just in case.
We take this game to the extra meta level.
These satirical questions will be written in the Dr. Laura style. John? Is the word Dr. Laura style, is that an oxymoron?
To be honest with you, the only thing I know about Dr. Laura is stopdrlaura.com. Mm. I really have never heard, seen, or had anything to do with this woman. But
my first exposure to the infamous Dr. Laura was actually for research for the show, where I went to her website, which isn't very good, actually. Not much.
Stopdrlaura.com is a little bit better.
I was hoping to find, questions, answers. To be able to embrace myself in the sights, the sounds, and the smells of Dr. Laura, but nothing, no such luck.
So we should get started without much further ado, but I do have a question before we begin. I think we should all be listening. John, I understand that you had an encounter with a celebrity.
Suhawk.
Suhawk?
I had it, yes.
Is that a member of the X-Men?
I stalked Suhawk right here in Oakland last week, and we're talking Survivor Suhawk.
You stalked Sue from Survivor?
I stalked and met Suhawk last month. Actually, it was a week ago yesterday. And she was giving a lecture over at the other competing university to this one. Mm. And
competing is a bit. Well,
they
think they're competing.
I guess it's not competing. Okay, Pitt. She gave a lecture, but I just kind of put my thinking hat on and said, well, if I were Suhawk and I were in Pittsburgh and Oakland, where would I be before a lecture? And I said, I'd be at that lovely Holiday Inn Select over on Lytton Avenue eating a Cobb salad, and I'll be damned if she wasn't.
Suhawk was eating a Cobb salad at the Holiday Inn.
I don't know what she was eating. I overheard her talking about French fries, with that accent, but I don't know what she was eating.
She wasn't eating tapioca?
No, but she did she did talk about that again.
I want to communicate psychically with our producer and say, please turn down the volume in the studio just a little.
But it was a fabulous event, and whether she was in it for the publicity, or she was being nice to me, so I would say, come on your fabulous show and tell you how nice she was. But she was,
of course, because she's well aware of the media power that Sex Talk has.
Yes, she was.
We are the 13th largest marketplace in the country, Pittsburgh.
Are you, is this a joke? Are
we? No, I'm serious.
Wow, cool, great.
Television marketplace. And if anybody has a, you know, the sexual fibers of this city wrapped in their tight iron fist, it would be us.
Well, it's feasible that Sue is listening to us right now because she did walk away from Pittsburgh with a John Cam Live T-shirt. And if she looked up my website, she would see that I'm on the show tonight and she could be listening over the net.
Wow.
The show is powerful.
Far-fetched, but it could. My other fantasy is that she shows Richard Hatch, the million-dollar winner, my shirt, and then Richard logs onto my website, and then he marries me, and then I'm rich.
Wow.
Okay.
So, let's explore that fantasy just a little bit. I'm actually sort of curious because, does Richard work for you? We talked about this last week. Donna said that Richard cleans up good. Isn't
yes,
that
he does. You said that other people had told you that, too.
Yeah. There's a book coming out, you know.
No, I don't think he does anymore.
Yes, he does.
I clean up
it's
good.
It's been cleverly repurposed, as they say in the industry. It is now called – it's a self-help book called How to Win $1 Million, Lose 100 Pounds, and Reinvent Yourself or something, and Live Happily Ever After.
Or All the Secrets I Learned from CBS on Survivor Island that I'm not supposed to tell.
Right.
Oh, you mean he tried to go some other way and CBS smacked him down? Like
they had contracts. They're not allowed to write books about the show. Well,
after 3 years.
Well, he knew that. So, like, why did he have a false start by, like, announcing a book that he knew he couldn't write?
I don't know. Maybe it was all part of his evil master plan. I'm not sure.
That manipulative snake.
Yes. Dr. Laura would agree with you.
So this is my question, John. I mean, so – Donna, do not. What's.
She's cheating.
Hey.
I'm finding good questions. You know,
well, that's
we
actually,
won't
actually,
need to write anymore.
Yeah, actually, that is a useful task because I haven't actually pre-sorted them. But just as long as you're not cheating, you know you're a disgrace to your sexual orientation because lesbians are known to be reliable, trustworthy. It's the gay men that are backstabbing.
And we are little snakes.
So we've been told.
But this is the question. So, you know, here he is. He's got, you know, $600,000 after taxes, which doesn't really go that far in today's economy. I mean,
That's 6 years of comfortable living.
Speaking of, and I thought this was amazing, and this is totally off the subject, but do you know how much money, how much less money Bill Gates has this year compared to last year? Does anybody know?
He has less money?
How much less money he has.
I thought that was actually mathematically impossible for him.
No, he has less money this year than last year. He dropped
close
down.
Close to half.
No.
I own Microsoft stock. It's pretty close to half.
According to what I read, he spent or lost. Honey, where's that $13 billion?
Well,
he went through $13 billion.
Imaginary funny money dollars.
I know, but I was just like going, you know, most people will never even see $1 million, speaking of the $600,000 that Richard won, which I'll probably never even see. And here Bill Gates, you know, went through somehow theoretically $13 billion.
And, you know, speaking of Bill Gates, if there's anybody out there who, like, really needs a good, solid seeing to, John Cam style, I think it would be Mr. Bill Gates himself. So maybe you could, you know, set your sights a bit higher. Rather than just Richard, why not Bill?
Well, Sue has my shirt. So if she shows it to Richard, how does he get to Bill? Okay, we're like doing this like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bill's going to need some motivational speaking at some point. He'll need that training.
Oh, good
Bill
point,
went to
good
Harvard,
point.
And so did DJ
Sue. No,
Parker,
I went to Harvard.
Brothers.
Wait,
over
Parker
here.
Bradley.
DJ Parker.
Product placement.
DJ product placement over here. So there's that. I don't know. Maybe you could give a call to your friend Bill.
I'll tell you what. I liked Sue. I wish she would have won that million because no, she's already married. But she was really a fabulous woman who exuded a lot of confidence, and she was proud of who she was. As a matter of fact, after I met her and I went to the lecture, she started out the lecture by saying, I was a contestant on a game show, and then she proceeded to say that she was a truck driver. And I just thought that was so cool that she hadn't lost, you know, sight of who she was. She wasn't pretending to be anybody that she wasn't, but she was taking advantage of all the opportunities being presented to her. And I say, go girl. I think that's great. I don't usually say go girl, but I'm hyped on coffee right now.
But, so, should we...
Well, I'm thinking we should proceed. I was going to
say yeah, I want to get in on this hot Dr. Laura action.
Yeah, let's play.
Good question.
So, Donna, would you like to be the MC and lead us off with a question?
Do we have to, like, spin a spinner or anything?
Do we want to play by the rules? I mean, Dr. Laura is all about playing by the rules.
Which is all the more reason not to play by the rules.
I think she should present us with the moral dilemmas, and then we'll ponder them, and our guests, our listeners at home, can also ponder
maybe
the moral dilemmas.
Maybe we can pass around and
that's
be...
That's a fantastic suggestion.
I'll ask the first question. How about that?
Very nice.
Okay.
Oh,
you are Dr. Laura. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, if one of our fabulous radio listeners would like to call in.
Perhaps with a dilemma or an answer of their own?
Yes, exactly. Then they would have to call the following phone number.
Well, we're all pretending to be Dr.
Do
Barr,
not
I'm sorry.
Step on my line. Oh, you know.
Should I apply the cattle prod?
This is not an all about Eve scenario. I am always on top in the show.
What's that number again?
621-9728. Or if you're on the Carnegie Mellon campus, the five digits 89728, and that spells 8WRCT.
I am so sorry.
Watch it.
Well, things have changed from when I was in college. When I was in school, to dial on campus, we only had to dial four digits. And now here we are 20 years later, and 15 years later, and you have to dial five.
Where will it end?
The madness will not
Bill
stop.
Bill Gates probably have to dial like 20 digits to get his own phone number.
You're looking at me like that's not logical. We have to dial 10 digits soon.
Yes, that's true.
And to get used to it.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Get used to it.
But I think we're straying from the point here, which is Dr. Laura. That's in the mocking thereunto.
Do you need to give the number before I ask a question?
Well, I was going
to
start talking about how Pittsburgh is getting an overlay.
Yeah. The stupidest possible way to add an extra area code.
What happened to sex talk?
Okay, but please, Donna, proceed.
Okay. You guys are all Dr. Laura. And my question is, pretend like I'm Wayne.
That's a horrible...
Or actually, just pretend like I'm Donna. Hi, Dr. Laura. I'm afraid my girlfriend, who I've been shacking up with for 3 years, might kill herself if I leave her to take a job out of town. Well, put that all together. That was one sentence. I'm not really ready to make a commitment to her. Should I stay or should I go? And this is a teach question, by the way, as opposed to nag or preach. And your three choices are, A, hit the road, Jack. She's bluffing. But but now do you see why I hate shack-ups? They're so messy. I hope you learned your lesson. B, she needs psychiatric intervention, not a boyfriend who is there out of guilt. But you must get her professional help before you go. Or C, take her with you without any promises. Once she's a little stronger, cut her loose. She's a manipulator.
Wow.
Wow, this game is so obvious.
Well, I'd say the first one because she insults the caller. So if I know anything about Dr. Laura.
And yet there's no – well, no, it's true. I was going to say there's no –
Or insults the caller girl,
there's no,
the caller's girlfriend at any rate.
But there's no mentioning of staying home with the child or being your child's mother or taking on the day. It's Dr. Laura's three sort of trademark
right.
comments. So,
right, so we have to develop an idea
is
of whether –
courage,
you know,
character, and conscience.
What to do about the shacking up issue.
I don't think sterilization would be out of the question. I think forcible sterilization, cattle prod to the genitals.
Dr. Laura?
Should he stay
sure.
or should he
her
go?
Too.
Should I stay?
So is the purpose of this to guess what Dr. Laura would say?
We have an item on here that says Dr. Laura.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I get to give you the real Dr. Laura response.
Also, I should not all the questions are multiple choice. Some of the other things are
right.
free association.
Yeah.
I just hope you know that. So don't draw all from
no,
the same
you get
pile.
To do the next one.
Okay, all right. So what do you think, John Cam?
I thought the logical answer would be B, but if Dr. Laura is really a scary monster, then it was probably C.
What would Susan Hack say? I mean, that's really what...
She would say manipulation.
Tapioca.
You had to hear her speech for that to be funny. Okay, Dr. Laura really would have said to get her psychiatric help and to not go until she's gotten it.
Choice B?
Choice B. So at
really?
Home, if you got choice B, you are as good as Dr. Laura.
Wow.
Well, you are the mother of your children.
Fantastic.
So I'm picking one out of the preach basket. So the purpose of the preach cards is it's a question, and then we give free-form answers, and then right here what Dr. Laura really would have said.
And whoever gets closest to the inimitable wisdom of Dr. Laura gets a point.
I guess so. It's – if I can grab that. if you roll a preach card, select a player to fill in for Dr. Laura. Read the dilemma. Everyone listens. Read Dr. Laura's actual response out loud. Oh. After the player is given advice. And everyone votes if the player's advice is as good or not as good as Dr. Laura's actual response.
Well, you'll never be as good as Dr. Laura.
No. Okay. So, the following question. Hi, Dr. John Cam, Donna, and DJ Product Placement. I'm married with one kid and one on the way. I travel a lot and secretly save money from my expenses. On my last trip, I put aside a lot of money for things I wanted, like computer parts. Then my wife finds out, and all of a sudden, it's time to buy furniture. Well, what's up with that? Don't I have the right to spend my money on myself? So, I kind of see two problems here. One, he seems to be embezzling from his company.
Oh, he's squirreling like company money?
Well, he says, I travel a lot and secretly save money from my expenses. I'm not sure what that means.
It sounds like he is like maybe taking money where he should be staying in a hotel room but staying with a friend.
Staying with a Y.
Oh, maybe.
Sleeping in the
Yeah. By the way, I haven't read the answer yet. So.
You did an excellent deconstruction on it. So first, indeed, he's stealing money from his company. And
perhaps,
second,
or at least being weaselly about it. There's some...
Or he's taking family money and spending it on his computer parts. Mm. But what it doesn't say here is whether the mother of the children is working as well.
Did he want the computer parts to browse pornography? Was there anything about that?
He wanted to see John Cam live.
Unfortunately, these are the kind of details that are missing from these small cards.
Oh, speaking of browsing pornography, did you all hear about – was it the local story? Yeah, it was local, semi-local, about the father and the son and the pornography browsing on the internet.
And he stabbed him in the head?
Correct.
Excuse me?
That's what Dr. Laura would say.
Somebody was stabbed in the head?
Yeah, there was a man.
He's alleged to have stabbed his son in the head.
I saw a kid was stabbed in the head, but I didn't know it was over pornography.
His father had been browsing pornography. They came in, they looked on the computer, and at the time the son was right before the son was stabbed, like over 100, so many porn sites had been browsed, and he tried to force his son to perform fellatio on him, or did force him to, allegedly. And then stabbed him in the head. And I think they were saying today in the paper this may have been going on for a while because the son had been writing some weird things.
But none of the sites were gay-related, were they?
I don't remember.
I believe I remember reading that very line. You know, the homosexual agenda has been vindicated on this one.
Well, I was also watching on the Discovery Channel about the Greeks and why they had sex with boys and prostitutes, because the women were so put on such pedestals that, you know, you just didn't have sex with them.
Is this contemporary Greek?
So maybe he just, like, you know, loved his wife so much he had to, you know, approach his son.
Well, hey.
So back to Mr. Embezzlement.
So as you point out, there's two key problems.
And as you mentioned, it doesn't mention whether the wife works, which conceivably would change the moral calculus.
And also, there's a little bit of a disturbing clue here. This is sort of like in scholastic scope when you read the mini mystery. There's always like a little clue. Mm-hmm. In this case, the wife's obsession with furniture. What's up with that? I mean, you know, furniture is always, you know, incredibly overpriced. And, like, why is she always buying furniture? Isn't one couch enough for the family room?
Well, and she needs to refocus. Computer parts are very important.
The phrase, all of a sudden, right? Like, it wasn't like she had been asking for furniture. He was squirreling away his money for his Pornopticon hardware and denying his family. But she finds out about the money, and right away, new chaise lounge.
But in Dr. Laura's world, because she's pregnant, that means that you must have a new couch. I mean, that's the lesson to be learned.
No, that's Martha Stewart's world, right?
And that's a good thing.
No. So do we want to hear what Dr. Laura would have said?
Well, I was going to just follow up on the Martha Stewart comment. I mean, actually, I just looked up today's stock price for Martha Stewart OmniMedia because I thought maybe Dr. Laura would go into her own kind of fashion and furniture, start her own fashion and furniture and lifestyle kind of company, Dr. Laura OmniMedia, and, you know, maybe sell some things at Kmart, pillowcases and so on. 29 1/16 is the price of Martha Stewart OmniMedia.
Up or down, yeah.
I didn't look.
Wow.
I think it's slightly... I believe, if I recall correctly, I'll have our producer check on this. I think it was slightly up from the IPO price.
Wow, goodness, which is very impressive.
It kind of dived for a while, but it's back up.
Martha's pretty steady.
So anyway, Dr. Laura, are we interested in what the inimitable?
Yes.
Inimitable? So on want me to repeat some of the question, or should I just read it?
Let's just move on.
So So the questions are, what's up with that? Don't I have the right to spend my money on myself? Dr. Laura replies, on what planet do you think the answer would be yes? What does that teach your kids? Sneak, hide, and make sure you get your stuff because things she wants are garbage. It wasn't money you earned. You're just being selfish.
Oh, that is so foolish. Excuse me. Let me interject here.
Interject.
This is a problem with the way, in general, women are viewed in our society. Mm. Now we see that the woman wants a couch, and it's only the woman's couch, and it has nothing to do with reality. I'm sorry, but the little housefrau needs to – I don't know. This bugs me. Bugs me. For Dr. Laura to say the woman needs her couch, you know.
Birthing couch or something.
She's sublimating for something. That couch is definitely a symbol for something else, some psychological longing she has. Maybe she's not getting the stiff one from the husband because he's...
has a bad back and they need the
having
new couch.
Having sex with the son?
Traveling all the... Well, you know, some combination.
And if they get the new couch, that's where he's going to be sleeping anyway because of the embezzling of the family money. So, you know.
I have the answer to the Martha Stewart stock question, which was it closed today at 29 1/16, which was down about 4%, and its prior high, which was right around when it IPO'd, was 47.5, and it dropped to as low as 13 1/16 mid-April, late April.
Interesting.
So if you bought it in late April at 13 1/16, you will have doubled your money and then some, but if you bought it during the IPO, you are down a bit. Yes.
Fantastic. do we have an official provider of sex talk stock quotes? We should mention their name.
Not really.
Interesting. Well, thank you very much, Producer X. So I think we should move on to our next question.
I can't believe this game is even real.
What? Real? It's all too real. Because it's as real as life and as vital.
Yeah, but it doesn't start with consume booze. I mean, I just can't see why who or what.
There's a Dr. Laura drinking game.
All right.
I saw a Dr. Laura drinking game on the internet today, and there are certain key words that she apparently uses in every radio show. And every time she says this one, you're supposed to take a drink, and if she says that one, followed by that one, you take two drinks. So there is that game. This just isn't it.
I saw a Survivor drinking game on the internet, and I thought it was so funny because you're supposed to take a drink every time an alliance is formed. I just thought that was hilarious. That was one of them.
So I should interject here something that I find very disturbing. Like, the lovely and talented DJ Product Placement has brought in some Jar Jar Binks Monster Mouth tongue candy for us. And if I can describe this, so there's this Jar Jar head on kind of a piston. When you push the piston, his tongue sticks out, and you're supposed to lick his tongue. So it's kind it's kind of like violently Frenching Jar Jar.
I don't think that's what these guys think it is.
It's horrifying. No.
It's kind of interesting.
Anyway, sorry. Just thought the listeners would want to know.
I mean, there should, you know, university sociologists should be tracking kids that get this toy and seeing, like, how many of them turn up, you know, either gay or dead because of, you know, they were psychologically damaged by sucking Jar Jar's tongue.
Can't be good for the under three crowd.
Oh, no, this has, like, Death Trap written all over it, doesn't it?
I'm thinking it would make a nice Christmas tree ornament.
So,
John,
are you ready?
I'm going to nag. I guess this works. Oh, well, I was going to ask the first slide that I picked up, but on the other side it conveniently says, John asks Dr. Laura. Mm-hmm. So we'll go with that because I happen to be John. Yeah. My wife is pregnant after 9 years of marriage, and we're ecstatic. She's a neonatal intensive care nurse and wants it kept a secret. This is killing me.
Her profession as a neonatal nurse to be kept a secret?
She's a neonatal intensive care nurse and wants to keep it a secret that she's pregnant.
Oh.
Okay, and this is killing me, John, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm bursting with happiness. What's the harm in telling anyone? What's the point of this card?
That's the question.
So, yeah. I guess you're supposed to guess Dr. Laura's answer? Is that how the game
goes? So for NAG, you're supposed to listen to everyone's responses to the dilemma, decide which player's response comes closest to Dr. Laura's.
Okay.
Hmm.
So basically this game is all about brainwashing these people like Dr. Laura.
I don't have a problem with that.
It seems this was pretty simple. Pregnant wife, she wants to keep it – okay, why does she want to keep it a secret?
Okay,
because it's not his.
Well, I had some friends who had a baby not long ago, like a year and a half ago, and they didn't tell anyone for the first trimester because the first trimester is very risky. There are a lot of miscarriages in the first trimester, and you don't want to have then people 6 months later asking, where's that kid you were talking about, and have to explain the whole painful story. So maybe she just wants to keep it secret until they're certain that the baby is healthy and everything's going to be coming all right. To be deadly serious here for a moment.
Well, and Dr. Laura is going to side with the mom and say –
yes,
respect her desire to keep it quiet for a while.
What planet do you
maybe
live
for
on,
the reasons?
Right?
Yeah, what planet is yes a good answer? but it is a temporary secret. It's going to be pretty obvious to everybody pretty soon.
She's the mother of that child, therefore.
That's right. I am the mother of my child.
I found the dice. Now we're playing the game. Look, there's a dice we're supposed to be rolling.
Yes, with nag, teach, and preach written on the sides. So what about you, DJ product placement. Do you have some Dr. Lorda-isms for us?
I don't know. I think this question doesn't have a whole lot of painful emotional angst for me. I mean, I think it's all about, you know, it's all about the woman being controlling, and Dr. Lorda's going to side with her because whenever, you know, a man and woman are together in a relationship and the woman wants to be controlling on planet Earth,
right.
that's the one that Dr. Lorda sides with. So.
So what's the moral dilemma?
Well, I accidentally threw the card back in the box before I was done with it. But the part about the first trimester being the trickiest was what Dr. Lorda said.
Ah.
So she sided with that.
Interesting. So three categories. Preach, nag, and what?
Teach.
Rock
Teach.
And roll.
Okay, so I have a question. It's now my turn. This is a preach question. Dear Dr. Lorda, for most of my time in college, I had a huge crush on another student. We are both male. This made me realize that I am gay. I never was sure if he was gay or not. He gave me a lot of conflicting signals. This sounds crazy, but it really seemed like he enjoyed tossing me away and then reeling me back in. Over and over again, period. After graduation, I eventually got over him and finally built a comfortable life for myself, including being in a great relationship. Recently, I got email from him saying that he's become attracted to me. He even called me once from the bathtub, saying he had been, quote, thinking about me.
Aha. Uh-huh.
What's up with this? My psychiatrist thinks he has realized that I've gotten away from him again, and this is his way of sucking me back in. Dr. Lorda, what do you think?
You are a sick little monkey to have a crush on a guy. I'm sorry.
A deviant.
Dr. Lorda would not approve.
Genetic freak.
That's right. You're deviant. She uses that word frequently.
No, see, this is the new Dr. Lorda. She's changed. She's kinder, gentler. She's on television. So I think she says,
Really?
Yeah, go for it.
What? Yeah, but her advertisers are pulling out right and left.
I'm making it up.
I think she's actually different. I think actually she's gone, from what I could glean from her website, there are now the Dr. Lorda's warriors. I'm not making this up. We're now protesting the advertisers that are anti-Dr. Lorda. I think she's going on the offensive here. So I think she would be all over this sodomite, like a bucket full of June bugs.
Yes, he's an absolute deviant. He's not worth the time to answer the question.
Right.
But
click.
Who's going to know if he returns the email? I mean, come on.
So our panels, and well, except for John, who would like to see a kindler, gentler Dr. Lorda, the two of you are in pretty strong agreement that Dr. Lorda would be pretty negative about this call. Right. Shall I read Dr. Lorda's answer?
Sodomy and the Internet, two of the greatest evils known to man.
Dr. Lorda's answer. Not being able to relate normally to a member of the opposite sex is some kind of error.
Yay me, I got it right.
I did not see that as insulting at all. It is a statement of biological fact. I have never called homosexuals biological mistakes, but I have said the sexual orientation is clearly an error. With penises and vaginas, we are meant for heterosexual acting out in order to procreate the species. I mean, that is just irrefutable.
I wonder if Dr. Lorda has ever had a moment of fellatio.
Well, she did get nude pictures taken of her.
Betty Bauer's site to cue lesbians.
I've seen them.
Oh.
And so I think anybody who's had nude photos taken has probably done fellatio. Oh, look, speaking of sweet, sweet mouths, we have a caller.
Hello, caller. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question, comment, or concern to share with us?
Yeah, I'm just calling because I'm a little concerned you guys are taking the game too seriously.
I wasn't. She commands a certain amount of respect, don't you agree, this Dr. Lorda person?
Yeah. She's, you know, I suppose. But I don't think your show is necessarily always about doing that so specifically or seriously. You can correct me if you disagree, but I thought it might be more fun to sort of, you know, the way you do with fortune cookies. You add in bed.
Oh, you know, you just how about strip Dr. Lorda game? We'll take pieces of clothing off as we get the answers right.
Well, you know, if you add how would Dr. Lorda do that in bed, now you're sort of, you know,
I like it. That's
spicing
a twist.
Up the question a bit.
She's taken this concept, chopped it, channeled it, added some thrush pipes.
So anyway, that's just a suggestion.
So you're saying we're not funny. That's the problem, huh?
Not as funny as usual.
I'll go for the embed.
Dish.
Well, golly.
Well, I mean,
I guess that's it.
No, thank you. Thank you for letting us know.
You know, maybe it's more fun to speculate on the private life of Dr. Lorette, because we already know about her public life. You know, do you think Dr. Lorette actually does it?
Has sex?
Yeah.
Grudgingly.
How many children does she have?
She's got at least one.
However many children she's had, that's how many times she's had sex.
What is her religious background?
She's now sort of some kind of Judaism, whether it's Reform or Orthodox, I don't remember.
I don't think it's Reform. That's pretty liberal.
That's an adopted religion. I don't think she was sort of always that serious about it. Maybe one of our callers can fill us in.
Well, I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for letting us know that we're...
We'll try the embed.
Right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, in sex radio, as in computer science, not all research avenues are going to pay off.
That's true.
Tonight was a bit of an experiment. Maybe it's not working for you.
But see, I thought we were sex talk, not comedy tonight. And I did my best with incest. I was trying. And right before she called in, I was going to tell you about naked pictures of Eddie and Josh on the internet.
Who are Eddie and Josh?
From Big Brother.
Duh. You say.
I don't own a TV, so
well,
I've never seen
if you liked,
either Big Brother
if, or... If you love Survivor, you might like
it.
Big Brother. And if you like Big Brother, you know who Josh and Eddie are. And
they're the cute ones?
They're the cute ones.
And they're naked?
And they're naked.
Are they doing the nasty?
No.
Mm. Are they showing wood?
They're showing soft wood. They're showing pre-wood.
Soft wood.
I don't know. I made that up.
Soft wood.
Showing taffy. There's a photo of Eddie in the shower, and there's a photo of Josh on the trampoline, which was from last night, where he pulled his pants down while he was jumping up and down on the trampoline.
But is it as good as the picture of Ned Flanders they showed on the Maude Flanders dying episode of The Simpsons, where they have Ned Flanders' member X'd out, and it's like 2 feet long?
I didn't know that. No, I like Eddie. He's pretty cool.
Okay, I'm trying to find a good question here, but they're all pretty much Dr. Laura-like. I'm 22 and getting married in bed. My maid of honor is going through a very rough time in bed. Her father recently came out of a coma. Should we change that to came out of the closet, maybe?
Yeah, sure.
Recently came out of the closet.
In bed.
And now he has prostate cancer in bed. I'm wondering if it's fair to put this burden on her of being in my wedding.
In bed.
So the maid of honor is in bed with her gay father having come out of the closet, and should she be in the wedding?
Well, I think the wedding is all about the bride's selfish needs. So, absolutely. To hell with the father and his pissant prostate. Clearly, this man is not going to be the father to anybody's children anymore, so it's kind of no longer in the biological equation.
Well, he's getting ready to have a nice new gay relationship anyway. So.
Exactly.
In bed?
Well,
what's his relationship in bed?
Slow down. I mean, the tragic flaw with modern medicine is that people who have prostate surgery often lose the ability to maintain an erection. Oh, yeah, that's why, I mean...
I didn't know that.
Well, that's why all these older men are sort of freaked out and strange about prostate surgery. Like when, who's that Joint Chiefs of Staff guy that got, Colin Powell, who had prostate surgery. He was like, you know, he's like, yeah, everything's fine. I mean, that's like the big sort of subtle question. And that's why Bob Dole, you know, did I think he had prostate problems? And Viagra helps these people in many cases, et cetera, et cetera. So it's really good. But that's the thing about. I mean,
so that's how Bob Dole can kind of get away with publicly saying he's Mr. Floppy, right?
So
because there's medical reasons for it, not because he's a inadequate man. I see.
But,
I
still,
see.
But still, you know, it's. Go ahead, John.
No, so Viagra helps them in bed.
That's fantastic. So I don't know if it helps everybody, but I mean, that's the big scary thing when you have to go into the night for prostate cancer. The question is, will you have full erectile functioning or not? Which is, and so I was going to say, what gay relationship can survive a partner's inability to have an erection? I say none.
Depends.
If they're older, I think it could survive.
Top or bottom, good point. Are you logging onto the internet during the show?
No, actually, I'm scanning the massive database of sex-related questions that we get written to the show.
Keeps kicking your microphone. I'm going to go on a killing spree in a minute.
It was Donna.
I did that?
No, it was me. For appropriate questions to ask on the show.
Interesting.
Well, Dr. Laura essentially would like for the young lady to be in the wedding. to hell with the father. Screw the gay father.
Yep.
And
so to speak.
Get him some Viagra, and hopefully he'll be fine in bed. And then there were none.
So I've got a question here, culled from the massive database, the Oracle SQL database of sex talk questions. So this is actually originally a question written into the show, but I'm going to be repurposing it for
interesting.
Yeah, in today, Dr. War Game.
In today's modern internet economy,
economy.
Right? Running at maybe you invented a whole new class of commerce instead of B2B. This is like S to S, sex.
Show to show. So I don't have, unfortunately, a perfect Dr. War answer, but I'm sure we can wing it. So here's the question. My fiancé, or not long ago, my fiancé wanted to try a threesome with one of her friends. Okay. After discussing and agreeing to this, I met privately with her friend for drinks to get better acquainted. The evening went well. In fact, very well. In fact, we ended up sleeping together.
In bed.
Without my fiancé present or knowing about it.
Oh, you hussy.
Should I tell her about this lapse, or should I keep it secret?
Is the answer to should, unless you're like Dr. Wen Ho Lee, is the answer to should I keep it secret ever?
Well, you know, this is written into, you know, the morals or relativists of this show, not the strict disciplinarian that Dr. Laura is.
This was an actual question written in by an actual listener.
Absolutely.
The, I would say, I have to side with Dr. Laura, the imaginary Dr. Laura, on this one, because a relationship can survive all kinds of things, but one of the worst damages you can do to a relationship is start lying. So once you start lying, you're
it's that slippery slope.
Yeah, and you erode all kinds of trust, and you probably never really fully get it back. So once you tell your first lie, that's like, you know, like imagine that you have like Richard Hatch's bank account, and you've got $600,000 of after-tax dollars in it. The first lie cost you like $300,000 already, and the later lies cost you less, but you've already given away a significant amount of your survivor winnings. I say don't even go there.
Well. Now, what good would it do for him to tell her? I mean, who's it going to make feel better, and who's it going to make feel bad? You know, this feel-good society, he needs to keep it to himself because he's going to really upset her. But then again, if she's the one that wants a threesome, just tell her in a group and go on and have sex and get it over with.
Yeah, well, just, yeah, to take kind of a devil's advocate, but take Donna's side here for a moment. You know, they were already all going to have sex. Right? So
In bed?
In bed. Well, or standing up. Maybe on the kitchen table. So the fact that they kind of went off and did their thing by themselves, how is that different than if, like, they just did that while his fiancée went to the bathroom during the threesome or something?
Well, he was just kind of doing research anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so what's that going to do? That's probably going to, you know, seriously damage the relationship. But will it, you know, will it clear the air? Will it make anything really better? I mean, honesty is good, but it's honesty for honesty's sake isn't always.
When he screams out, no, don't touch her there, she doesn't like that, she'll know anyway.
I suppose so. Do you have anything to add?
I just want to agree with DJ, yeah, Dr. Product Placement. Who was that?
That one was this guy.
That honesty is always the best way to go because, you know, once you take that first dive down, you know, it's over because then they'll never trust you again. They'll think, well, you know, if you lied the first time, then you're just going to keep lying and lying and lying. Or if they catch you the second time on the first one or whatever, it's just bad. Lying equal bad.
Look, if we learn nothing from Survivor, I mean, life is not all about, like, always taking the least painful path and hurting the least number of people. Life is about, you know, behaving morally. Dr. Laura has this right. And, you know, yes, it's going to hurt your girlfriend's feelings, maybe. It'll even be devastating to her. But, like, are you, like, the lord, the guardian of your girlfriend's feelings? No. Your obligation, your moral obligation, is to be truthful to this woman who you've created this holy covenant with. And, you know, you screwed up. Tell her what happened. And if she forgives you, then...
And kiss your threesome goodbye, I'm sure.
But it's actually, this is a fundamentally selfish point of view. Like, you know, my girlfriend will get mad. She'll maybe break up with me. It's me, all about me. You know, it's... Laura would back me up on this. Gotta tell her.
Probably.
Can we get her on the phone?
Would get the girlfriend on the phone and tell her to take a hike.
Yeah, I think Dr. Laura would be so disgusted by this, she wouldn't take the call in the first place. All this deviant sexuality.
Threesome?
Yeah, no. Especially the fact that it was with a fiancé, right? They're already polluting the holy bond of matrimony.
Yeah. True, true.
They are future parents of their children.
And their what would their future children think of their previous parents, future parents?
And did they inhale?
So
your turn.
Want another question there?
Sure.
In bed?
I'm going to pick teach. I actually rolled the dice for that one. I'm going to follow the rules from now on. In bed. Okay, the teach one is a multiple choice, so I'm going to read and then you pick A, B, or C. Steve, welcome to the program. Hi, Dr. Laura. I have a teenage daughter who is hard to motivate. She needed a car, and I wanted her to earn the money for it, but I was afraid it would cut into her studying.
Ooh, very good dilemma.
Her studying in bed, mind you. So I bought her a car to motivate her to get good grades. Did I do the right thing?
Wow.
A, Dr. Laura says, tell her you made a mistake. She got rewarded for doing something she's supposed to be doing. Sell the car tomorrow and apologize to her in bed. She doesn't need a car. It would just be nice to have one. B, whatever works. If it keeps her grades up, she's earning the car that way. But if the grades slide, I take away the keys in bed. C, tell her she needs a part-time job in bed to pay for gas, maintenance, and insurance. But she can't let those grades slip.
I find myself not carrying out this one.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to read one?
I've got a better one here. I just managed
to. Well, the main question that we're all forgetting is, is the back seat big enough to have sex in?
Yes, it is. I missed the line. Bought her a car. The back seat is certainly large enough to have a three-way in.
Wow.
And he would like the phone number from the last card.
Dr. Laura's answer was?
Dr. Laura said probably the gas.
Oh, was the answer on the
insurance thing?
Oh, A. Dr. Laura said the first one, which I was thinking as I read it. Tell her you made a mistake in bed. She got rewarded for doing something in bed she's supposed to be doing in bed. Sell the car tomorrow and apologize in bed to her in bed. She doesn't need a car in bed. It would just be nice to have one in bed.
Now, I want to remind our listeners that some questions we're reading are actually from the Dr. Laura game, and some of them have been altered by our special parody satirical writers to be a parody of Dr. Laura's questions.
Now, do y'all remember Zoom and the Ubby Dubby talk from Zoom? Why don't we do the rest of the questions in Ubby Dubby since we're burning out in bed?
Well, actually, I have one more question that I'd like to read. I think this is kind of a good one. I mean, I don't know if you guys are getting disgusted. You look a little...
Only with the Jar Jar candy.
Dear Dr. Laura, I was in a relationship with another man. Another homosexual question. What are the chances of that?
Wow.
I was in a relationship with another man for about 4 years, but we broke up because, in his words, I lack common sense, I'm selfish, and I supposedly have problems with impulse control, whatever that means. Anyways, 2 weeks ago, his mother got very sick, and he had to rush home to the hospital, and then 2 days later, she died. He was leaving in a rush, and he asked me to take care of his Yorkshire Terrier for a few days. His little miniature Yorkshire Terriers.
I smell disaster.
Of course, I was happy to. One night, the dog seemed a little bummed out and lonely, so I gave it a pork chop. Next thing you know, the little inbred freak is having a seizure. I had to take it to the emergency animal hospital, and it ended up costing $2,000.
Wow.
It survived, but now it has to wear a little doggy colostomy bag. My ex thinks I should pay the vet bill, but I think it's totally his responsibility because he has such a fragile, weird little dog. What do you think?
Wow, this is more like a veterinary question than an actual sexual dilemma.
Now, is there such a thing as a doggy colostomy bag? Because I really don't know.
Well, according to the questionnaire on Dr. Laura's home game,
why would a pork chop throw a dog into a seizure?
Well, these could be
a very delicate metabolism.
These little Yorkies, you look at them funny, and they throw out a shoulder joint.
True.
I mean, they're not the world's most robust dogs.
And I'm not making the following information up, but I was reading about Chihuahuas a while ago. Don't ask me why. And some breeds of Chihuahuas actually have a problem with eyes falling, like getting detached from their eye socket. Not literally falling out, but basically falling loose.
Dangling there by the optic nerve?
Yeah, because their eyes are so huge and grossly out of proportion with the size of their head.
Ubby Dubby, you say.
I do say that. So I'd say clearly, you know, Mr. Poor Impulse Control is responsible for the bill, right? It was his damn pork chop. The dog wouldn't have been choking to death on that pork chop if it hadn't been for him.
He'd been getting his, like, $2,000 bag of science diet or whatever. Right. He probably wouldn't have choked on the pork chop.
I mean, at least he didn't give the dog a big bag of chocolate or something. It could be worse.
Shall we move around to Dr. Laura's answer? Or
yeah, please. Yeah, I have nothing else to say because actually I know these guys and I just don't want to go there with them.
Dr. Laura's answer. The gay culture? I'm trying to understand. What is that? I remember the 70s and 80s that the line was that this was only about sex. It's not about anything else, right? So what's the gay culture? Is that where we get into the promiscuity and the pedophilia? Or are these just regulation human beings who somehow have an error in their sexual orientation, but otherwise are seriously regulation human beings? I'm confused. First I'm told for 20 years that it's only about sex. Now I'm told it's about a whole culture. So what's in the culture? What is it? If it's just about sex, then the culture must be only about sex. Otherwise, your American culture... I'm not sure she's staying focused on the issue.
I think they upped the dose on her Ritalin that day or something.
But listen to this. They presented a slideshow Friday during a school's popular culture assembly, which also features dances from Polynesian, African, and Latin countries. That's culture. Sexual deviations are not culture. They're sexual deviations. Otherwise,
Game
a person
dance.
Is a regulation human being. They can be an attorney, a dancer, anything, a dentist, right? I thought it was only about sex. What the hell are we talking about here?
I think one too many rum toddies for lunch for Dr.
Laura
that day.
This Dr. Laura answer goes on for 4 pages, so I'm not really sure.
Now, where did you get these special Dr. Laura questions?
Actually, this...
Let me ask.
This was an actual... Actually, I have to confess. This was an actual Dr. Laura answer that I got off of the web.
Really?
Yes. This was sometime in 1989. She answered some question, although I admit I wrote the question myself. It was a special sex talk parody of a Dr. Laura question. But this is actually – both this answer and the previous one that I read were also straight from Dr. Laura's
own horsey mouth.
Exactly.
Well, what happened to the dog?
The dog
went on to win a bronze medal in the Olympics.
Tripped over a wooden block and broke all 4 legs with no traction.
With its little doggy colostomy bag.
Wow, so Dr. Laura is kind of unhinged, isn't she?
So when might I watch Dr. Laura in the Pittsburgh area? Not that I want to plug her show, but I should probably tune in. So if we ever play this game again, my mind will be more in tune with the Dr. Laura-verse.
I'm sure you could find out on her website.
You know, I think it would probably be better not to watch it at all. Because even to prepare for this game, you really don't need to watch her show.
I did happen to see some of it out of the corner of my eye at De Luca's, the restaurant down on the strip, one of our many sponsors.
De Luca's. They have delicious breakfast there, delicious pancakes, for example. Pancakes as big as your head.
And the absolutely yummy breakfast burritos. Mm. So I saw the Dr. Laura show. So that was probably like 11 or 12 on a Saturday.
Did she guess?
For you. Basically it's like Jerry Springer without any of the sleaze. It seems to be like her, a couple guests, and an audience saying...
And all of her guests are as boring as these questions.
Yes. And I don't think there are any sassy women in the audience saying, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
But you remember...
Unfortunately.
Did anybody remember seeing the Rush Limbaugh show when it was on television?
Mm-hmm.
And it was like this plastic audience. I wonder if that's the Dr. Laura audience.
Well, even Ricky Lake started out serious, and then she got all like go girl audience and whatever what you
right.
said, Dr. Pornocopia. I forgot. I'm sorry. But anyway, so maybe she's just sneaking on the airways, kind of pseudo Christian, and the next thing you know, she'll be all like Ricky.
So kind of the opposite trajectory from Oprah, right? Oprah started out sleaze and is now just...
Did Oprah start sleaze? I don't remember.
Yes. Oprah was basically the Jerry Springer of her day compared to the Phil Donahue, right? She was doing like My Mother's a Crack Addict kind of sleazoid shows, but has, you know, gentrified herself.
The best thing about this Dr. Laura game, though, is the picture of her in the middle of the board game.
Grinning.
It's really a nice picture
Smirking.
Of Dr. Laura. It's too bad the listeners can't see it.
Oh, wait. Did we grab that?
She's wearing this, like, nice little Julie the Cruise Director sailor suit thing, too.
Well, you know, it's interesting that Julie the Cruise Director also had her own hidden past. I mean, she had to leave Love Boat because of her terrible cocaine addiction.
I had no idea.
You know, Lauren Tweez. You can look up on the internet. Tewes is her last name.
Really?
Yeah, and she was kicked off the show and replaced by, I believe, a robot dog or
wow.
a dolphin or something. I don't remember.
I'm
making the robot dog part, but that's true.
Yeah, that's astonishing. I had no idea.
Wow, just like Yeoman Rand from the original Star Trek. She was kicked off for, I think, the same problem.
The deuce, you say? No, I did read that in one of the many Star Trek books that I've read.
So I have another Dr. Laura question, and it's all about vaginal penetration.
Hooray.
Should we go there?
Please.
Hello, Dr. Sex Talk. I'm 32, and I've been dating a 29-year-old divorced woman who has a son, age 9. I put off meeting the boy until I knew we had a stable relationship. I've slept with her, that is, the woman, not the son, but never when her son was at home. Now she wants me to stay over when her son is there. I'm uncomfortable with this. What do you think about her?
Was he supposed to meet the boy in bed?
Mm. Will the boy be stabbed in the head by the end of this story?
Well, she doesn't specify if they have a more than one bedroom apartment, so it's conceivable, right? They just live in some kind of a loft space, and so the boy would have to be sitting there while they're going at it, monkey style, in the corner. What does Lord Dr. Laura think about this woman, this slut, this wanton divorcee whore?
I think she should do it in front of the kid.
Right. Her first mistake was divorcing her husband in the first place. And
that's right.
What
kind of mother of her child is that?
If she had her priorities straight, she'd still be together with the sperm donor / father.
So Dr. Laura would have said, don't go slumming anymore. If she thinks it's okay to introduce uncommitted sex to her son, then you don't want her for the long haul. Her value system and yours are not the same. Say goodbye. Dr. Laura brings the hammer down.
But he's already gotten the nookie. He just didn't get it at home. Right?
He's getting nookie. He's just not sleeping over, right? Not in front of the son.
So I don't understand why he's complaining about
this. Protect the children.
This is the ideal male situation. He gets sex and then gets to leave and go home to his own apartment where he's comfortable and watch TV or whatever. He doesn't have...
Watch SportsCenter in his underwear eating the bacon sandwich.
He doesn't have to cuddle all night and, like,
right.
Be all nurturing. What's he complaining about?
He doesn't get the wet spot, right?
Oy.
I know. It's a... And that fool had to run into Dr. Laura and ruin it all.
I see you guys aren't sucking in your Jar Jar Binks lollipop I am.
I chewed on it. They taste really bad, actually.
I think it's really an interesting observation in its way. But he's really cute. I mean, he talks.
it just disturbs me on so many different levels, this candy. I don't know.
Well, you know, it'd actually be, you know, it's beyond my own meager talents, but it'd actually be sort of interesting to have a Jar Jar Binks game where Jar Jar Binks is presented with moral dilemmas and has to respond to them in his, like, faux...
Now, there's a game.
His faux Jamaican way.
I give this Dr. Laura game, like, 2 thumbs down.
Yeah, you know, like, as fun as it is to beat on Dr. Laura, it seems to be the only entertainment this game admits.
So Donna...
Besides the, you know, delightfully butt-plug-shaped game pieces.
So, Don and John, you are 2 icons in the Pittsburgh queer community. If you were having, like, a big hot party at your house, you know, all the A-list homosexuals around town, would you, A-list queer people, I won't limit it to just homosexuals, would you, when things are getting hot and heavy, would you whip out the Dr. Laura game and have a round or two, or would you maybe...
That's a really strange question. You know, I think that the Dr. Laura game would make a really good thing to put under... an unlevel table leg or something.
See, and I just gave up playing Dr. Laura games, so I'd send all the Dr. Laura game players outside to play.
Right.
Where
they couldn't get it in my house.
Any Dr. Laura free zone.
No Dr. Laura ing.
Wow. Well,
I might make a fun companion to my what would Ron Jeremy do home game.
To substitute the questions, you know.
I'm sure that's
he wouldn't be able to tell the
sure
difference.
Funny,
it's a porn star, I believe, is he not?
Yes. One of the most infamous male porn stars.
And he's actually kind of, I guess, large, and in the gay community we would say bearish?
Yes, he's chubby. Well, his nickname
he's
is the Hedgehog. Because, in addition to being very hairy, he's also very well hung and can fillet himself. And when he's curled up filleting himself, he looks like a hedgehog.
No, he doesn't do that to himself.
Yes, I've seen pictures.
He's a round fellow and he can do that to himself?
Maybe he can't do any more, but he used to be able to.
Why would you date?
He's like a...
He doesn't. He's a porn actor.
I actually saw him playing a prison guard more recently in a gay film, but he's a straight porn actor.
Yeah, but he's trying to mainstream himself.
Where's our producer? How much time do we have left?
The producers have left the building.
I guess so. Oh, our producer is always ducked down behind the console. I wonder.
What's he doing? Maybe Otto Felicio or...
Wow.
Our producer, Ron Jeremy. All right, I guess we're out of time. This is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you, Donna and John, for joining us. Thank you, Dr. Laura, for being such a wicked little strumpet.
Whipping boy.
And, you know, tune in next week. We won't be doing this. It'll be something more interesting, hopefully. Thanks for listening. Tuesdays at 11. Come back. Good night.